I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. With exactly 1 month left of summer, rain is helping some drought areas of Colorado, but not all. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, a weaker-than-normal monsoon, coupled with record one-month evaporative demand due to high temperatures, have stressed vegetation and lowered stream flows. Abnormally dry areas were trimmed slightly in eastern Colorado, where it's been wet, but severe and extreme drought areas expanded in the northwest to the central region. According to the USDA reports, 59% of the pasture and rangeland in Colorado was in poor to very poor condition, 42% of the topsoil was short or very short of moisture. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says rains are helping in other parts of the country.
For some of the drought-affected areas, such as the southwestern Corn Belt, the Mid-South, and the Southern Plains, that has been a big help. We have certainly eased, if not eradicated, drought in some of those areas. Too late for some of the earlier developing summer crops like corn, but this is helping later developing crops such as soybeans. We want to get the spring wheat and the winter wheat harvest complete, but we also need the moisture because we're only a few weeks away from winter wheat planting, believe it or not.
As of mid-month, Colorado was experiencing one of its most destructive fire seasons, as 1,585 wildfires consumed more than 431,000 acres of forests and grasslands, while destroying or damaging roughly 450 homes. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.